guys, welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 17 of season 20 today. This is going to be the last episode of our regular programming because the next episode is going to feature Christmas songs. So we're going to start our Christmas programming very, very soon. I'm very excited because this year we have some of the best Christmas songs by breakthrough independent musicians from all around the world. And I mean that. I mean, literally, almost every continent is covered. So without further ado, let's get on with today's show. I've got a very special guest joining me on the show today called Lucy Lynch, all the way from Hawaii, including her producer and husband, Matt Lynch. They're both joining me over the phone. So stick around. It's going to be a fantastic interview. I just wish I was in Hawaii right now and avoid all the cold in the UK right now. It's really, really freezing. And we're also going to feature Lucy's fantastic song, Yes I Can. So that's coming up in the middle of the show. But let me tell you about the certified indie songs of the week and the breakthrough independent artists that have brought us this amazing music. So we kick the show off. Now this is a very special song, okay? It's called Blind Ambition and the band is called Gun. Now, I've been working with an artist called Accidental Martyr from Canada, who's really blown up all over the place. He's been getting on the charts in the UK, in Canada, in America. He's got on the top 20 on the alternative charts. And he introduced me to his sound engineer, who's called Greg Gunn. Now, Greg Gunn is kind of like a blues brother for me, you know, because he plays a mean blues guitar. And I realized that he's got this amazing band called Gun. And they've just released this brand new album. It's not yet out. I mean, I think the album is still kind of like about to be launched. And they've sent over the album to us. And I'm very, very happy to say that we are one of the first radio shows to play a song from Gun's new album, and it's blues, so you know, obviously I'm loving every song, and it was very difficult for me to choose one track, but I'm excited to introduce to you Blind Ambition by this fantastic band called Gun. I think you're going to hear a lot more from these guys. I'm going to probably invite them on the show so they can talk and you can get to know this amazing blues band all the way from Canada, followed by a song called Silver Line by a band called Obscurely. Okay, the spelling of this is very, very important. It's called Obscurely. It's not Obscurely, it's Obscurely. Okay, it's a twist on the name. This band is just really, really good because we have selected this song to be on the upcoming Independent Number Ones Volume 12. Now, if you know, our Independent Number Ones series has been doing really well. It's hit number one on Amazon, top 20 in the UK and America on iTunes. It's also been on the Grammy nomination ballots this year. But Silverline, the song by Obscurely, is on our upcoming new album. So keep an eye out for that. And keep an eye out for Obscurely. Fantastic music by these guys. You got to check it out. So after Obscurely and their lovely song Silverline, there's this song that I got introduced to just very, very recently, just a few days ago. And it's called Jealousy. And the band is called Brothers of Song. Now, I must say, as soon as the song started, I thought it was one of my favorite songs, which is Black Velvet. You know, you listen to it, you'll hear that riff in the beginning, and you'll be like, holy shit, that's Black Velvet, you know. But of course, it's a different song entirely. And it's a really cool track, very singable, you know. And it's got that singer-songwriter feel, but it's also got that Americana rock, sort of folk rock sort of feel. So again, let me know what you think. These are new artists that we've introduced to the show. We haven't played them before. And I'm very, very happy and very excited to introduce breakthrough artists like these to our listeners. That's what WAFM does, you know. We bring you some of the best independent musicians that you haven't heard before and make them a household name to the 300,000 people that listen to our show. So there you go. After Brothers of Song, I've got my friend Mick Orton and his band The Silvers. Now, on our last show, they were in conversation with me. So if you missed that show, please go check out episode 16 of season 20 of the WFM 99 radio show. I'm chatting with Mick Orton and we're talking about the Silvers, their brand new album that's coming out very soon, and this single in particular, Out of This World. There's a beautiful music video that we will be featuring on our show very soon, on the WOA TV show, I mean. And also, the song has started making a buzz on the charts, on the iTunes charts in the UK and in America. So my fingers are crossed for the Silvers. These guys deserve to hit the charts, and I get very excited every time an independent artist makes it on the charts. You know, we're giving the finger to the major labels who have tried to capture this side of the market for decades. And then, of course, Lucy Lynch joins us on the show, and we chat about her lovely song, Yes I Can, which is going to be played as soon as the interview is done. So stick around. It's a great Americana proper folk rock song, Yes I Can by Lucy Lynch, coming in at number 5. Then we have Count on You by my friend John Finnemore, got the band Boomer Baby Sounds. That's his kind of musical project. It's called Boomer Baby Sounds, and this is Count on You. Again, the song's doing really well, and a big shout out to John. I love his style of music. He does it, you know, he does everything on his own in his bedroom. Like, he's got his little studio, and he's a drummer, and he, you know, obviously plays all the other instruments. Count on You is one of my favorite songs by Boomer Baby Sounds. And by the way, one of the reasons I'm playing John today is because John is going to be on the show with me very, very soon. So live in conversation. So stick around. I'm very excited to introduce John Finnemore from Boomer Baby Sounds to you guys. Followed by Boomer Baby Sounds is Adeline NG and Mark Cannoli. Now, these guys have made this beautiful song called Save Our World. This was on our Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 10. Which made it into the Grammy nomination ballots this year. And I'm very excited for these guys because this song is so important right now. You know, it's about the world, it's about extinction, it's about all the crap that's going on and how we need to wake up and smell the coffee, or our kids and grandkids are not really going to have anything left. This world's going to die, you know. So Save Our World is it's a pop song, but at the same time, it's got a very symphonic kind of feel. Adeline is a great composer. She plays the piano and the keyboards and all that stuff. So she's kind of arranged this symphony style into this very pop song. And Mark Cannoli has done a great job singing this very grand sounding track, which I think that the whole arrangement actually works out because it's meant to give you that big feel, you know, for what's going on with the world and extinction and all that stuff. And there's a great music video for this, by the way. So if you go on YouTube, you'll find that video. I'll also put a link on the podcast version of this show. I can put a link to the YouTube video, I suppose. So you can actually click on it and check out the lovely music video. Check it out. And last but not least on the show is Dreams by Andrea Plamondon and Turbulos. You know, so this is a song that she's made different versions of, and it's been featured on our compilations, Independent Number Ones, Go Chill On Zone. But this is her brand new version of the same song. So it's lots of changes on this. It's more electronic now. And we're very happy to bring you Dreams by Andrea Plamondon. I think we will have Andrea on the show as well very soon, chatting to us about her upcoming video projects, because she's gotten big time into music video production. So I'm very excited to talk to her, because I'm into music video, I'm into filmmaking, you know. I make music videos for VH1, MTV, and when another musician gets into music videos in a professional manner, I love talking to them about it, because I think musicians approach filmmaking in a very different way. You know, we kind of approach a music video, you know, filming and editing it, as if we're making a song, you know. So the way the video turns out is very different from what a regular filmmaker who's not a musician would make. That's just the way I think, okay? I don't know. So we'll chat a bit with Andrea Plamondon and see how she thinks about her approach to music video and filmmaking. And before I go, I must inform all my listeners and all the new listeners who are on the show listening to their favorite artists that we've introduced, my brand new music video, Blues Dance World Beat, has been released just a few days ago, and it's blowing up. It's almost gone viral. I don't know if it's gone viral, but it's got 20,000 views on YouTube already, and Facebook is blowing up real good, because I've got a massive following on Facebook and they really love my music. So I'm very thankful and grateful to everybody who is actually played that video, you know, who has actually gone there and streamed it and watched it. So I'm thanking all you guys for doing it. And if you haven't, please go check it out. I must say, it's one of the hottest videos I've ever made. The hottest girls in the UK are on this video. I kid you not. So go check it out. Blues Dance World Beat, and features my band, the Oliver Sean Band, and some amazing guitars and amazing girls. You know, you don't want to miss it. Guys, you don't want to miss that video. Go check it out. All right, Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day. Ciao.
If one day you find yourself cold and caught in the rain, just remember that every cloud has a silver lining, and that every dog will have his day. Just know that everything will eventually be okay. You got to stop and realize it's those struggles in life that drag us down, that make us who we are today. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and there's a silver line to each and every cloud in the sky. We've all been through trials and tribulations, but we've got to keep moving forward on to the next day. A little bit of hope and no need that cannot. Tensions possibly begin to grow. Believe tomorrow's always shining, and you'll find that cloud with the silver lining just waiting to break through. And if you think that things won't get any better, just remember, it's always darkest just before dawn. Don't matter what you go through, just remember that tomorrow brings another day, and everything will eventually be okay. You got to take the good with the bad, because at the end of every hard time, we can find that silver line. 'Cause there's a time for everything, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to love, a time to love, a time to do.
Puts poison round your heart.
Jealousy.
Steal your pride, undermine the one that you love.
Jealousy.
Take you down for the crimes you're dreaming of. There's no darkness that can blind you like jealousy. No prison that confines you like jealousy.
Jealousy.
And it's gonna burn you, gonna set your world on fire.
Jealousy.
Gonna ruin you, make a prison out of desire.
Jealousy.
Steal your pride, undermine the one that you love.
Jealousy.
Take you down for the crimes you're dreaming of. Ain't no darkness that can blind you like jealousy. No, no, no prison that can find you like jealousy. There's something else I wanna say right now to y'all. If I'm afraid of losing you, it's too late, girl. Cause you know it's just a short ride from love to hate, girl. That confines you like jealousy.
So today I've got this fantastic artist called Lucy Lynch, and it's really amazing where she's from, all right? So she's from Germany, living in Honolulu, and her producer and husband is from Australia and the Philippines, and it's just all over the world. It's fantastic. Lucy, how are you doing?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. It's 7 a.m. Well. 7 a.m. in Honolulu. And Matt, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm almost awake, by
the way. He's almost awake. Okay, they're having tea, by the way, guys, and I'm having a coffee. So it's what time is it in the UK? It's around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 7 a.m. in Honolulu. I just wish I could be in Honolulu. I'll tell you guys. What is the weather there now?
We had like a good week of rain now, which is very unusual. I mean, not very unusual, but you know, for this time of the year, usually it's very clear and sunny. And right now I see the sun is coming up now.
Oh, lovely.
And it seems like there's a, you know, a clear day ahead of us, which is exciting.
So in a way, you should be thanking me for waking you up really early, because then you can see the sunrise.
Exactly. The colors were amazing. Thank you so much.
Right, so folks, Lucy has this beautiful song, and I'm totally in love with this track, and we're going to be playing it today. Lucy, can you tell us more about this amazing song and the amazing guitar solo on it?
Yeah, so the song was born really out of, you know, my, I would really say my own insecurities of I can't, you know, like this, when I look around me that I see a lot of people who are just not believing in themselves and think I can't, and I was, you know, not always, but in many things, I was one of those people, really. And I started writing that song actually, you know, a couple of years ago. Just the chorus came out, yes, I can, yes, I can.
Yeah.
And then when the crisis hit, when Corona came, I felt like, oh my God, this is the most appropriate time to really do something with that song. And what I started doing is I went live on social media, mainly on Facebook, and just created that song and started singing it 60 days in a row for people live on Facebook.
Wow.
And yeah, and it kind of like catapulted me into a better state. It catapulted other people into a better state. And then I did a, you know, I made a choice to produce the song. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I also heard that you crowdfunded the production.
Yes. So, you know, with that, because I went live all the time, I created a really sweet following. And
amazing.
Then on my birthday that year, I said, you know what, for my birthday, I'm going to ask people to chip in and to
fund,
make this a family affair.
Yeah.
And I'm so moved because I feel like, in, you know, in a matter of 6 days, I had really more than I needed to go into the studio, because I wanted to go into the studio with one of my favorite producers over here, Imua Garza, who, you know, is a little bit more expensive, but is so worth it. And I knew this song I can only produce with him. He's a local, like, Hawaiian, very sweet man. And I knew he can understand this song.
Yeah.
And we, you know, that, and it worked out. I felt like, you know, kissed by the grace of heaven, really.
It's amazing. I mean, the sound has a very sort of a folk rock, sort of Americana feel to it. But you're saying that the producer was from Hawaii.
Yes, but he's a, you know, he, I would say if you hear his music, he loves kind of like, you know, rock pop a little bit more on the. He is also working for a church, so he produces a lot of worship music as well. I feel like, you know, that was something that's where the organ, also by the organ, love that so much, to really make that, it's a hymn of affirming life.
I must say it's got a very Americana feel, you know, and I do a lot of Americana and blues, and I was surprised to hear that Americana feel, but I was more surprised when you told me that you're from Germany. Which is actually, to be fair, that's not a surprise, because a lot of Germans love American music, don't they? So Lucy, are you touring anywhere? Do you do a lot of tours?
I used to, actually. I mean, you know, before everything went down, I went back to Germany about every other year, and I always did a so-called living room concert tour, like smaller venues and literally living rooms in Germany, and really sharing my story of how I ended up in Hawaii and how, you know, how life in paradise is not as unicorn-y as you would think. And just, you know, very, always a little comedy sprinkled in. My background is theater and musical. Love to kind of like, you know, talk about the things in life and give a little like smirk and smile to it. So that's kind of like what I used to do. And I feel like right now, to be honest, I'm really in a phase. I feel like, first of all, really also embodying the song Yes I Can for myself, but also I feel like I'm rebirthing myself in a sense right now. So I'm a little bit in a phase of, I'm curious what new is coming out of me, what new music, what creation.
Excellent. And I must say, you've got a great partner
No, Matt is a fantastic producer as well, and he's been a big support, I hear, for you, for your music and your career.
Yes, I mean, for my overall life, I would say. Yes. I mean, without Matt, yeah. I wouldn't be where I am right now. And it's just always so good to know that, you know, that he has my back.
Absolutely. So Matt, I heard that you play a few instruments as well.
I do. I grew up learning the keyboard, and then I had to teach myself how to play the cajon.
Yes.
Lucy's percussionist on the first Living Room tour we did. Almost,
Have you played the cajon on her new single?
Oh, no. We got professionals to
play. Oh, come on. You should have done some cajon on that. That would have been fun. The next track, we've got to have Matt on it with his awesome cajon. and another thing I must tell our listeners about Matt. Matt also has a Filipino ancestry, correct?
Yeah, so my ancestors moved from the Philippines to Hawaii 4 generations ago.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought that up is because I met a lot of Filipino musicians, you know, during my tours, and some of the best musicians, guitar players and singers I've met are from the Philippines. Really, really talented people. Yeah.
Yeah, soulful people. There's that musical gene it's in there.
And you've got
A while ago, and all the musicians are, all the bands are Filipino. It's great.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? So guys, I wanted to ask you also about the guitar player on Yes I Can, Nick Gertsen, correct?
Yes.
So tell us about Nick as well.
Yeah, so Nick is originally from Sweden, and he's been in Honolulu for quite a while as well. Oh. He used to live in New York for a little bit, played music there, and now he's here with us, and we, you know, we have a band together called Lucy and the Perfect Wave. Oh, and nice. I met him actually through one of the other guitarists, a slacky guitar player, Michael Tannenbaum, in that band. And Michael and I were getting together, just, you know, improvising a little bit, seeing if we could do something together, because his slack key guitar playing was so unique.
Yeah.
And then when we practiced the first time, Nick was actually at Michael's house hiding in the back room.
Oh, wow.
So he was listening, and after we were done rehearsing, he came out and he was like, "Oh my God, I love this. Can I play with you guys?" And so that was really the moment where this long friendship started, and we played now music, oh my God, for the last 6-7 years together, created a lot of beautiful music together. And when this song was born and we were in the studio, we had, I think, we had put like some sort of solo in there, but I was like, you know, it needs a Nick Gertsen. It really needs more epic here.
Fantastic.
And that was the same way. He was like, Lucy, let's call Nick. And so one morning, I think we had a session at like 8 a.m. And you know, if you know Nick, he doesn't like to get...
Yeah.
Now he loves sunrises, but that was in the times when he was playing every night and pubs and stuff. So we get him into the studio 8 a.m. and he goes in and boom, one track.
Really?
So much fun. So that's
really great. So Lucy, what are you working on now? Are you working on anything new?
So I have the newest song that we just released is called Love is the Only Way.
Okay.
And it's another single. So I feel like overall, you know, that my dream is to make this an album, like with this newer form of music that for me, you know, it's very, very well produced. And the message is really, for me, I would love, especially in this time, to soothe people's souls with good messages, you know, and to really remind people to take deep breaths, to take pauses, to contemplate, to maybe think for a moment or two before we speak, to really utilize our words, the gift of words, more wisely, and communicate in different ways with more compassion. And so that's really what I would love to bring with my music. And it's interesting what forms at the moment again is.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, when you come to my concerts, they are a little bit more like sermon, but without, you know, without religion necessarily.
Yeah.
It's really more like, I love storytelling. I just love, like, I love sharing fun stories, give them a twist, weave in a song. Like, I think that's my whole musical theater background. And I feel like creating something like that again, where people really come back to the magic in life, like to be re-enchanted by being human in this meat suit on planet Earth and love each other a little bit more.
Excellent.
So,
you've been talking a lot about your tours and stuff. I must tell you that WOA, we organize two major tours, you know. So we organize a tour in India and Goa and all of that with VH1 and MTV. But that's more sort of concerts and whatever. But in the UK, we organize something called the WOA Summer Tour. And I would like to invite you guys to come to the UK and perform with all the other bands that are going to be playing with us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you guys can make it to the UK at our next one, which will be in 2022, it's a 5-day tour. You know, we travel across the United Kingdom at major spots like London, Somerset, Edinburgh, you know, things like that. And I think the kind of stuff that you do will go down well, because we get artists from America, from India, from Sweden, different places. So yeah, someone from Honolulu, that'd be great. And with a German connection, you know, fantastic.
Exactly.
But on the condition that Matt comes and plays the cajon with you as well. Right. So guys,
Matt is also really good on the keys. You know, he's just
very much talking
himself. Yeah, he's always very humble.
Yeah.
He's very humble. He's a very brilliant musician himself.
Fantastic. So guys, before we go, can we plug in your social media and your websites?
Yes. So you find really like everything and all the links on lucylynchmusic.com.
Okay.
Very important. Lucy with IE. It's always,
you
know, that's always key.
Yes.
lucylynchmusic.com. And, you know, you find me also on Instagram and Facebook, and just starting my little TikTok adventure, and what else?
Yeah, the way I remember Lucy with IE is she was conceived in Paris, so she has the French spelling of the name.
Rather the European spelling rather than the American Lucy.
American.
Yes, European.
Exactly.
Excellent. So folks, without further ado, let's listen to this beautiful song called Yes I Can by Lucy Lynch.
Thank you. truth to you, body and soul.
The poor and in hunger. by us. We need to show our love more. Let's stop the bloodshed and the war. We need to break down barriers, create harmony with others. We are a one big family. Let's care for all humanity. Come on and save our world. We have to save ourselves.
Other days of grace, let's put love in place. Your reminiscence of me will make you fly, cause I'm the only one who keep it real forever. Safa, Safa, Safa. Inspire, secret will transpire. Sorry for the biting satire. Don't wanna screw any comment. The way forward is the approachment to accomplish your life. Fulfillment. Safa, Safa, Safa.
If you believe. may hate, no matter where I go or what I do, there she is again.